Stormy's pub and coffee shop, Storm's a Brewin', was quiet compared to the summer months. Only a few end-of-the-season leaf peepers occupied the tables beside Stormy's regulars. Lillian and Angie sat at the bar where they could talk to Stormy as she served drinks and lattes indiscriminately. Stormy's wild, curly hair hung loose today, and tight ringlets sprang from her head in all directions. Red lipstick highlighted her generous mouth, and she wore a sweater dress beneath her apron that accented her curvy figure. Lillian smiled as she watched her work. Stormy's vibrancy filled any room she entered. The energy in her cafe sparkled with potential. "Hey, angels," she said when she saw them. "You look gorgeous as always," said Angie. "What's new?"
"It's slowing down."
Stormy leaned against the bar and glanced around the room. "And honestly, I'm glad. I've got a line on some coffee beans I want to try small batches of this winter. And my brewer's been experimenting with some new IPAs I'll have to test on you." "Poor us," said Angie as she straddled a bar stool. Lillian sat beside her with a little more dignity.
"What's up with my favorite animal saviors?"
Lillian's arch nemesis has returned to torment her.
"She's not my arch."
"She is totally your arch nemesis. Actually, she'd make a great villain."
"Why's that?" asked Stormy.
"She's got that blonde ice princess thing going on," said Angie.
"Add her to one of your comics."
Angie brightened at Stormy's suggestion. Lillian considered the way Ivy would look rendered in ink, the sharp line of her jaw, and the juxtaposition of her narrowed eyes and soft mouth. She suppressed a shiver.
"You have to call her Poison Ivy."
"That is perfect. Stormy, get me a pencil and a napkin." Stormy obliged, and Angie pulled up Ivy's photo from the clinic website on her phone and began to sketch.
"Anyway," said Lillian, "everything's fine." "Heard from Brian?"
Her stomach clenched.
"No, and I don't think I will."
"Asshat." Stormy brought her dark brows together in a fearsome scowl.
"It's okay,
really."
"So okay that you're feeling single and ready to mingle?"
For all that she'd briefly entertained the idea, hearing it from Stormy's lips poured ice into her daydreams. The chill spread through her body, and the thought of another disappointment sobered her. For Stormy's sake, however, she decided to shrug her reluctance off with a joke.
"Dating seems like a lot of work."
"But you'll get to experience the thrill of getting ghosted."
"Oh no, did it happen again?"
She searched Stormy's face for signs of pain. Her friend had terrible luck when it came to romance, even worse than her.
"I'm getting used to it. I didn't even like the last one that much. They were too into themselves."
"Go to Portland," Angie said without looking up from her drawing,
"so that I can get ghosted by hipsters and run into people I used to know? Nah, Portland's good for clubs and food, but I'm not touching the dating scene."
"I don't think I even remember how to flirt," said Lillian.
"Sure you do."
Stormy pushed a drink toward her.
"Try this first, then hit on me."
Lillian took a sip of the drink. The pale IPA exploded with bitter citrus, and her eyes widened.
"This is amazing."
"I thought you would like that one. Drink up."
"I want to savor it."
"You can savor the next one." She poured a dark, frothy beer for Angie. "And this is the coffee stout I was telling you about."
"You are a goddess," Angie said in between sips. "I could live off this."
"That's what I like to hear."
"Okay, Lil, turn that charm on."
"How about no?"
"Get it, girl," said Angie.
"Please, do you know how often I have scumbags trying to pick me up? Show me that classy Lee magic."
"Classy Lee magic?"
Lillian raised an eyebrow.
"I know you like classical music and shit."
"Why?" Lillian lowered her voice and gave Stormy her best approximation of a seductive smile.
"Does that turn you on?"
Stormy stared at her, then turned to Angie.
0 out of 10, no points for effort, said Angie. Hey, I was trying. She laughed despite her protest as Angie's comically skeptical expression eclipsed the earlier mention of Brian. Whatever you need to tell yourself. Check this out. She held the napkin up. Lillian took it and felt the buzz of the alcohol dull the noise around her. Angie's drawing captured Ivy's hauteur, but it also captured the strength of her jaw and the feline tilt of her eyelids. Vines coiled around her, tipped with the familiar leaves of three that signified poison ivy. Her hand tightened on the napkin, and her fingers left indentations when she forced herself to relax. Ivy looked different, rendered in pencil. Not softer exactly, but dangerous in a way that promised rather than threatened. This is really good. Keep it. She stared at the sketch in her hand and wished she had the strength of will to look away from Ivy's graphite eyes. Ooh, draw Lillian next. Stormy provided another napkin. What's her superhero name? That's easy. Tiger Lily. You need to do a series. Poison Ivy and Tiger Lily. Alternatively, you could not, said Lillian. On a planet far, far away where plants are sentient, Poison Ivy seeks to take over the peaceful nation of... Trillium. Trillium? It's that pretty white flower that grows in the woods. Here, Stormy pulled it up on her phone. We're naming that IPA Lil just tried after it, actually. Perfect. Angie sketched a few lines on the napkin. The Nation of Trillium, which is protected by a squadron of elite warriors, led by, of course, Tiger Lily. Or maybe she's the princess. She squinted at the napkin. I'll have to think on it. Look what you've done, Lillian said to Stormy. Inspired art? Get me another Trillium, please. She pushed her empty mug back for Stormy to refill. The drawing remained clutched in her hand.